And we're your hosts, Shelby and Matt.
Mm-hmm. And we are just TNT podcasting. So put that in the episode notes. Put that in the episode.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Just ready to go.
Taylor Swift did get married. She did get married this weekend at Madison Square Garden.
You were witness to it.
I was there.
Did you feel the aura? Did you feel the love? Baby, it's a love story.
It was.
It's going to last forever.
It was such a weird day. it was such a strange situation. So I was unaware. Like, Taylor Swift got married at Madison Square Garden.
It happened.
Yes. We sort of knew that this was coming. Like, there's been lots of reporting on it, but I think because getting married in Madison Square Garden seems like such a baffling choice for anyone.
Fans were
bending over backwards to be like, oh no, she's actually already got married. This is just a party. Oh, this is like a fan event. Like, she's going to have fans come in and you could watch her get married from the stadium. Like, all
I did not see that theory.
Oh, I saw it on TikTok. I was like, this is a level of delusion that we have yet to have reached. But like, oh yes, Taylor Swift rented out all of Madison Square Garden for her random fans who are just like wandering outside to come in and watch a live stream of her get married. Like, what? No. But yes, she ended up actually getting married there on Friday afternoon / evening in 100-degree heat on the 4th of July weekend. I was dispatched there on assignment from Us Weekly, basically to just take a lot of photos and videos and assess the general vibes and see if I could get any like inside scoops on what was going on. And it was wild. I was there for 7 hours. I got there at 3. I left at 10.
Do you feel like you were the right person for the job? Because it was really just like trying to spot random celebrities entering the venue or like random trucks full of random like materials under black tarps. Do you feel like some of it went over your head? Like you were like, I don't even know what I'm witnessing right now.
I felt like I had a good handle on it because I think I'm good at spotting celebrities. I also know New York well enough that I was able to like get around the venue pretty well. Like, I think if you had been sent here from someplace else, you wouldn't know, like, because Madison Square Garden is above Penn Station, but that's connected to the subways and it's also connected to the like Amtrak train there, so there's a lot and there were certain roads that were shut off but like only from certain directions, so like if you knew where to go you could get around pretty well, but there were a lot of people who I don't think did. The one thing that I did not know anything about was the football players that Travis Kelce had invited, because there were people where they'd be like, it's Gregorio, and I'd be like, who for the love of God is this? Like, I haven't. And some burly man walks in with like you know, his 12-pound girlfriend, and I was like, okay, great, have fun, like moving on. But like when Ethan Hawke got out of his Uber, I was like, oh, that's Ethan Hawke, like,
I know,
obviously
that. So I mean, I have so many thoughts about this. One side, there's every thought on the internet too, from lovers to haters and justifiers to excusers and all of that. And at the end of the day, this is a wedding between millionaires / billionaires and all of that. And I think, you know, that will always leave a yucky taste in my mouth just because you're watching someone spend upwards of $20 to $50 million for this event. Like, she has not only rented out Madison Square, but she's, like you said, closed off the streets. She has a huge police and private security presence. And then, of course, making up Madison Square to look anything but a tacky, you know, basketball arena must be so much money, which, of course, you know, supporting small businesses, getting those little handkerchiefs made and whatever else, beautiful. She also made sure to donate to different charities across the country. Very cute. But then at the same time, you have these like stories coming out about the wedding itself, which is just like fascinating stuff. So as a Taylor Swift lover and hater, it was a weekend I was heavily invested in.
Oh, well, yes.
I was like, I'm desperate. Like, it's weird. It's weird because it's like watching the Met Gala, where it's like you recognize the inherent like systemic issues with this like support of celebrity and like how empty and vapid and like poisonous it is to culture at large. But then you're also like, but it's pretty, and I want to see the pretty dresses, and I want to judge them, and I want to know what it looks like in there, and I want to see how she pulled it off. And so on the pro side, on the positive side, let's start there. I think this weekend's coverage has proven that Madison Square Garden, as a from a private standpoint, from controlling the flow of information, makes sense for Taylor Swift's wedding, because there's not been a single picture. There's not been a single effing picture of the dress, the event, and everyone's trying to like scramble for any tidbit they can get from any of these attendees to admit what it was like. But even that is seemingly being policed by the Taylor Travis team, because the AMC CEO came out and immediately, yes. immediately posted like a poetic play-by-play of like all the color details, all the flowers, how the program went, which it's like, respect to you, sir. You know exactly how to make your minute count. And then he immediately deleted it, basically. And then, yeah, it's just been like random like photos of celebrities hinting at stuff in their Instagram captions of getting ready. Maren Morris revealed like the custom handkerchiefs that were given to guests that have like the TNT logo on it. And yeah, it's just like, okay, I can see why she thought, you know what, let's just like be in a bunker, basically, because the argument of like, she could have rented out Martha's Vineyard, she could have bought out the entirety of, you know, whatever camp and had privacy. It's like, there was a live streaming camera from like BBC on the on the MSG stadium alone. No chance of seeing anything, but it was streaming all weekend long. Mm-hmm. And it's like, imagine the effort that would have gone into people finding or getting their drone shots or long lens shots of whatever was happening if this was anywhere in the natural world. I mean, so props to her for that.
Yeah, I guess to go back to the billionaire thing, I have less issues.
I was trying to stay positive, Matt. I'm going to stay positive.
I think that like billionaires, obviously bad. I don't like billionaires. Like billionaires, yeah. Bad rap. Yeah. I will say, I think that the worst thing about billionaires is when they are trying to get more money. And this was not, at least so far as we have seen, a money-making endeavor. Like, she spent a lot of money, but a lot of that presumably, you know, has gone to caterers and, you know, people building things, like, to a lot of working class people. It's not like when, you know, Rihanna like launches her fashion line or whatever and you're like, oh, all like she's trying to earn more money. Like, yeah. I guess in some ways, like, this could come back to help her career, but it's not like the wedding itself she was making any money off of. She was, like, actively losing money. So I, you know, support that.
That's
whatever.
Cute. Yeah, we love billionaires spending their cash. Yeah.
The thing that I keep thinking about is, like, someone tweeted, if you want your wedding to be a secret, like, you can make your wedding a secret in that, like,
right.
Zendaya and Tom Holland got married. We have no idea where, when, any of the details. Maybe that was a small wedding, but also, like, maybe it wasn't.
It's definitely also, small.
Also, Taylor Swift was, like, in hiding for 6 years, and we basically had, like, no idea where she was. She never posted anything. So I do think that, like, while, yes, there is a level of she wants privacy, I think that to also be like, oh, well, I want privacy, but I'm going to have my, like, wedding with 1,000 people in the busiest yeah. city of the world on the busiest week. Like, it's kind of like, don't make me sing. Like, no, no.
But I don't think she ever... I don't think she ever said, like, I don't want people to know. Like, she was doing right. her entire life of a showgirl being like, I'm getting married. I'm inviting right. everyone I've ever spoken to.
Yes.
I want this to be a party. So I do give her credit for that, where it's very on brand. It's very on brand. She's always yes. been like a spotlight girly. Whereas Zendaya and Tom are very much
she
the
just
opposite.
Wants to be able to control everything.
Yeah, exactly. Which is exactly.
The hard part when you're a celebrity.
Yeah.
And
I know, but I admire know, it. I admire her complete control.
Can, yes, that she can try her darndest. Because the best thing about this is going to be whenever she actually releases exactly. like the information and we see, yeah. oh, it was actually hideous. I'm like, because you know it's gonna be Jackie.
Well, I do wanna say I was surprised by how ugly some of these celebrities' dresses were. I was like, someone was not giving a clear guideline on, like, dress code, because everyone that I've seen, aside from, like, you know, a few pretty people, looked bad. The dresses were badly tailored. They weren't anything, like, special. I'm like, this is, whether you agree or not, like, with Taylor Swift as her and her popularity, this was like the event, the social event of the season, of the decade, of whatever. And some of these girls, some of these guys were showing up in dresses that looked tackier than, like, what I could have rented on Newly. Well, you know,
it was giving very, like, wedding attire. Like, yeah. it wasn't giving like red carpet or, like, yeah. Met Gala, which maybe that was not the intention, especially if you're, like, yeah. going to an event where there's going to be seemingly no photography and you're going to be there for, like, 10 hours. You don't want to be yeah. wearing, like, Kim Kardashian Met Gala sort of ensemble. But I do feel like, yeah, I did not see a single outfit where I was like, oh my gosh, like, crazy. But also, maybe that was a little bit on purpose, because, you yeah. know, there's some brides that have the, yeah, like, oh, like, shine. Upstage the bride, yeah. like, yeah. it's fun, like, wear something crazy. But then there's others where you're like, oh no, like, she wants to be the star, like, I'm just yeah. gonna wear something normal. And yeah. I feel like Taylor Swift is somebody who, unless she is explicitly saying, like, try to
dress to impress,
dress
yeah.
to impress, that you're like, no, like, I'm just going to be wearing
I'm
a normal.
Play it safe.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want Taylor Swift mad at me. yeah. But speaking of the guest looks,
yeah,
I feel like we need to talk about the guest list, which
insane.
I am fascinated
insane.
By.
I need, like, I think we have to remember that supposedly there was 1,000 people on this guest list. And so yes. knowing that, the people that we have seen confirmed is small, but it is so random.
I mean, I was looking, like, so People Magazine has an ongoing list.
Yeah.
That, like, every person who we know is there.
Yeah.
And the list is like, it's hundreds insane. Of people long.
Yeah.
So granted, that's not anywhere close to the 1,000 mark.
Yeah.
But you have to assume, okay, if the list is like 150 people that they've got already on there, and
yeah.
then there's plus ones of those people, like, that means yeah. that probably about half of the crowd is celebrities. And I assume, yeah. sure, it's like, she has some childhood friends, she has family members, she has yeah. like backup dancers, people who yeah. like worked on the tour. But, like, Brad Pitt was there. Like, what has Taylor
so
Swift
random.
And Brad Pitt ever
yeah.
done
Paul
together?
Paul Rudd? Like, why Paul is Paul Rudd there?
Adam Scott? Like, there's a lot
oh,
of
yeah.
people. Or there's
yeah.
people like Okay, Ethan Hawke was in one of her music videos, but like
they've spoken. There's a proven track.
Or like Seth Meyers, like sure, Taylor Swift has gone on Seth Meyers' TV show, but it's not like she's good friends with these people. And I know
But she was threatening to invite every like Seth Meyers makes sense. Just like the radio host or whatever makes sense. But it is like Eric Stone Street, like what's that? What's that about? Where did they meet each other?
And then, so she said on her like press tour of the wedding beforehand, oh, the hardest part about a wedding is like figuring out who you're going to invite. If you just invite everybody, then it's great. Which I'm like, no, I actually don't think that's the hardest part about planning a wedding. Like, I think that's actually not that difficult.
It is actually pretty hard. It is. You don't know.
I mean, it depends on like the size of the wedding, whatever. Yeah. But I'm like, I'm like, even though she invited 1,000 people, there are notable people who she did not invite or who were not there, which makes it even more glaring. Like the fact that Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds were not at this wedding where they're supposedly have been best friends forever. Like
she's their godparent.
She's their godparent. She's their children's godparent. She references the kids in her songs. And they have, and sure, they had like sort of a falling out with the Justin Baldoni thing, but like, Carly Kloss, who she has maybe not been friends with in like 10 years and who had to buy herself nosebleed tickets to the Taylor Swift concert was invited. So
did we see Carly Kloss walk in the door? Because there's also been so many like clout chasers where I'm like, were you actually there or are you just like pretending?
Or did you,
you
just
were?
Like post a wedding dress
going or, like, out? Yeah. Because it's like, because that's the other thing is like all these brands and whatever are like finally the secret's out of the bag and they're like posting as if they did the flowers or they did the invites. And then in the comments, they're like, guys, just kidding. This was a would be or an if then or a thing I did last year. And it's like, just stop lying. I don't have the time to sort through who's like legit.
I like if it was. If Jake Shane or somebody was posting things like that, I would say, oh, yeah, maybe. But I'm like, I think that Carly Kloss is, like, professional enough. She's an adult. She's married. She has kids. Like, I don't think that she's being like Jared, come on. We're Jonathan or whatever her husband's name is, the Kushner. She's like, Kushner, come on. Like, let's get dressed and walk out to an SUV and drive around town for a couple of hours to try to, like, make people think that we got invited to Taylor Swift. The only way that I could see that possibly being a thing is if Taylor and her actually like were secret lovers and Taylor is like, and Carly's like, oh, you didn't invite me, but like, I am going to like then sort of like make you have to acknowledge that you didn't or whatever. Like I'm sending you a message, Taylor, like through these paparazzi photos. But I don't think that's what happened. I think she just went to the wedding. And with 1,000 people, Taylor Swift did not talk to probably the vast majority of people who were at the wedding, probably including Carly Kloss.
I know. Because that's what I was surprised by the guest list, too. It's like, I was like, okay, she's going to invite everyone she's ever spoken to, like Dakota Johnson. I think Emma Stone was there, like these sort of secret, quiet friends. Gigi Hadid, of course. But then I was like, but where are like the others, you know? And this isn't like a good look for Taylor Swift's brand of like, you know, squad goals or whatever. But it's like, I kind of expected like Taylor Lautner or like Joey King, who are also in these music video moments, or people she's worked with to get the invite. But like some of them didn't. And it's like, if she invited you, like you're all going to make it work, right? Like who's going to turn it down?
I think the only people who I could see not going is if you're a musician, because those tours are booked so far in advance. And I don't know like what her dates were. And I guess the same of like filming schedules, although I think those are a little bit like more flexible.
Where was Katy Perry, you know?
Right. I mean,
it felt like a lot of B-listers.
We don't know exactly if some of these people weren't there. Like the Blake Lively thing, we know Blake Lively was not there because she was spotted other places. But like Katy Perry could be there and we just, you know, nobody papped her because like Paul McCartney was there, but we only know because he was spotted in a car with Tom Hanks leaving the venue.
Yeah, and Tom Hanks. It's like, that's like what's mesmerizing. I do, in fact, want an entire documentary about the planning of this wedding, just because I want to know, like, there's theories out there that guests didn't actually know where the location would be. They had to just be in New York this weekend, and then they'd be told like where to come. So it's like, was Tom Hanks added after the Toy Story 5 red carpet? Like what's going on here? I want to know. I want to see it in action, because it seems sort of like haphazard who got the invite.
I mean, I think when you're inviting 1,000 people, and also it's like this venue didn't really, it's not like it had a capacity, so you could probably add people as you were going. And if she like bumped into somebody a month ago and was like, come to my wedding, like Jennifer will add you to the list. I think that that could have easily happened.
Mesmerizing.
What I'm intrigued by is like when we watched the the Life of a Showgirl concert movie, whatever. The best part of it was watching the people on her team have to respond positively to her bad ideas. And I would love of her being like, you guys, I know where I should get married, Madison Square Garden. And her team being like, yeah, that's a great idea. Like, we'll make it work for you. That's iconic, Taylor.
Yeah. And also, like, have you guys ever thought of just tea and tea being a good like pun for us? Like, I'm like, no, this is ugly. Who did this? Was it MSG?
That was in the press release as well as when they posted it on the side of Madison Square Garden and the sign. Yeah. And so I was there reporting, you know, snapped pictures, whatever, sent them to my editor at Us Weekly, and she was like, wait, is the sign glitch, like, is there a typo? And I was like, no, I'm pretty sure this is like on purpose, and that the TNT is like Travis and Taylor. But I was like, it does not flow, and also it of looks like AT&T. So there's like a weird kind of branding stuff, and then also sometimes when screens glitch, you know, it's like they put the like number sign, the ampersand, the dollar sign, like in it. So there, it like, even though I knew what it was, it did take a second. And then every time after I saw it, I was like, wait, oh yeah, that's right, it's Travis and it. Like, it felt like if you have a team of hundreds of people, like you could have worked on a better.
Yeah. It's like wedding picking a hashtag.
Yeah. Yeah. And I get that some, like, names and stuff are better than others, but like Swift, I think, is like a word that you could easily have worked in there. It is like TNT, I think, like you could do something with dynamite. Mm-hmm. Like, there's a lot of other options.
Yeah. Or just say,
or just like Travis and Taylor married, you know, or just married or whatever.
Exactly.
She thinks she's cleverer than she is sometimes.
Stop. Yeah. Well, and then, so yeah, we got one specific press release from Tree Pain that like, that gave some details, which were that they were married. They didn't have groomsmen or bridesmaids, but they just had their brothers stand up with them, cute. And then that the wedding was officiated by Adam Sandler.
Which, like, what? Because, okay, Travis was in Happy Gilmore 2 with Adam Sandler. But it's, I like Adam Sandler. Like, I do think that would be funny, and I think that he probably did a good job. Like if you had to pick a celebrity as your wedding person, not a bad choice, but does feel like a role that usually you give to somebody who has more of like a sentimental presence in your life. Yeah. Like, if she had picked like some like country music person, like if like Tim McGraw or like, I don't know what her relationship with him is, but you know what I mean? Like, if she had picked somebody, or even like Stevie Nicks, like somebody who she has more of a, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, parental relationship.
Even Paul McCartney.
With.
Yeah.
Right. But Adam Sandler just seems so
Tree Pain should have officiated.
Tree Pain.
I mean, I think that the funniest thing is like, okay, you have to give the groom like one thing in the wedding, and that was his one thing. And I agree with that sentiment. He's like, you know, this is not our poet laureate of the nation. Like, he's the Viva Las Vegas guy. So I guess it would make sense that his input is like, bro, what if we get Adam Sandler?
I think they probably did have more input in this wedding than,
oh yeah,
just because they seem like they're the only people who would have input in this, because any idea that they have, the other is going to agree with, and then everyone around them is going to agree with.
I saw someone call them the, what was it, like the Barbie doll version of Morticia Adams and what's his name?
Gomer, like, or like, Gomez, yeah. Adams or whatever.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Cause it's like they're kind of tacky, but they just support each other 100%. Yes. And they're just like, yes, like, let's do this. Let's make it happen. And that is endearing and terrifying as it plays out. Well, because
it's like her brain didn't develop past the age of 13 because that's how celebrities work. And his brain didn't develop because
his brain's rattled. Because, yeah.
So it's like they're actually like perfectly on the same wavelength.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the other things that have come out is that their vows were like 20 minutes each, which checks out.
Incredible. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Makes sense.
But then the tackiest for me is that people are reporting that they were having like raffles for like Cartier bracelets and like an old classic car that they were first spotted in together and stuff like that, where I'm like, okay, y'all don't need to be like showering your millionaire raffles guests. Yeah, like a fun like reception party thing where it's like, yeah,
you LOL, won a car, like,
yeah.
I mean,
which they do have, like, to their credit, they've kept a lot of their like normie relationships, it seems. And so that would be like a fun way to, and they also said no gifts, like supposedly, which of course, I don't know if rich people give gifts at weddings anyways. But so, yeah, they were like, let's do a little fun party favor situation. But it's tacky. I don't like it. And I also think that's where the criticisms of like, this is the Hunger Games capital style, like eat the rich, like what are you guys doing type of complaints come in. Because yeah, the other thing is like some of these people on the guest list are nasty and, you know, speak to how Taylor and Travis are forgiving of people's politics because it doesn't impact them in the end. And so, yeah, it's an interesting wedding for sure.
I mean, it was devoid, or at least seemingly, of like the worst sort of offenders.
Jeff Bezos wasn't
like,
there.
Yeah, or like Mark Zuckerberg, or, you know, like those kind of people who you would think like perhaps would have been invited just because of, you know, their sort of place in the world. And if Taylor Swift, you know, ever wants to have a deal with Facebook or whatever, like, it would be good to sort of have a good relationship with them. So interesting that those people were not present. The other thing that I saw a lot of commentary about was like the fact that they shut down all of these roads in the middle of Manhattan on a busy weekend, like nobody could get to the trains. There was all of this security, which I was wondering, like, how much does that cost? Because theoretically, this shouldn't be something that taxpayers are paying for. Like, there were so many police officers, you know, trucks, they have to set up all of these barricades. There's like private security, but also police. Like, it must have cost thousands of dollars, if not millions of dollars to like set all of this up for this afternoon. And I guess like she must be paying for that, because I don't think the city would like green light it otherwise. But it was interesting to sort of watch New Yorkers like try to get to things through these barricades and not be able to, and then have sort of like meltdowns and be screaming at people, and it's 100 degree heat. And there were also some, like, I wouldn't say, I think the heat was sort of a blessing in disguise for her because it really kept a lot of people out of the way. I think if it had been like 80 degrees, you would have had a lot more fans and also a lot more haters. I think 100 degrees, like, people only wanted to be out there for like 20 minutes and then they were heading someplace else, because there were people who were going around sort of like kind of like protesting-ish or like, you know, shouting things or whatever, but none of them stuck around for very long. And I wonder what that would have looked like if it had been better weather.
Yeah. I mean, not to be like a bootlicker, but I do think it's like this felt environmentally more sound than having some sort of destination wedding where everyone had to fly on a jet to some castle in the middle of, you know, I don't know, France, or like Jeff Bezos buying out Venice or whatever. Yeah. Like, okay, at least it's a very accessible city. A lot of these people are already like local enough. People are taking their Ubers there. Like, this does make more sense for me on a footprint level than trying to orchestrate this level of commitment to something overseas. Like, thinking of even like Kim Kardashian's wedding or whatever, like that to me feels like a bigger carbon footprint than shutting down these streets in New York, which I admit would be very annoying for everyone involved, but at least it's like a pretty small microcosm compared to like buying out a European city, you know?
Well, it's also interesting. I don't know if this is a storyline that you have been following at all, but you know, Vogue has this like Vogue wedding coverage. I mean, I guess some of it is probably in the magazine, but mostly like online. You can submit your wedding, you can try to like get them to cover your wedding and have it be this big thing where, you know, they post pictures and whatnot. And I was, there's been think pieces written about how in our day and age where rich people can sort of buy whatever they want, the latest thing that they've been trying to do, which we've seen with, you know, Mark Zuckerberg, Elon Musk, whoever, is like buy sort of cultural clout of like buy, like you're cool, you have taste, whatever. And so these rich people are hiring these like crazy wedding planners to plan these weddings with like the sole intent of I need to get in this Vogue wedding column. So like it does not matter how much money you have to spend, it does not matter like where we have to go, what we have to do, like we need the wedding to be unique so that we can get into this Vogue thing, because there's a certain cultural cachet to that. And I do appreciate the fact that Taylor did stick to her very like normie millennial energy and picked a sort of cringe location and probably like sort of cringy details. She was not trying to go like the Kim and Kanye or like the Jeff Bezos route. Like, I don't think that she has a lot of interest in that. And I do appreciate someone who sort of has bad taste but is sticking with that. Against all odds.
Yeah, she sticks to her brand, right? It was pink carpets. It was a sort of castle-like structure being built. She's walking down the aisle to an orchestration of Love Story. And, like, I think, yeah, there can be a lot of criticism around that. But that's, like, that makes sense for who Taylor is. And, like, I happen to – I can see, like, why you'd romanticize your own – song about wanting to live happily ever after, get your Prince Charming, and weaving that into your like romance of this sort of cheesy over like idyllic sort of childlike I don't know visual platform in a venue you like with people just you know, people are performing, you get Paul McCartney to sing a song he hasn't sung in 30 years. Like, it's like this all feels very true to who she is as a sort of cringy millennial girly. And I respect that. And I think her walking down the aisle to some random like other song would have gotten the same criticism. So like, she might as well just like own her own brand, you know?
I'm also like, I roll what you will about this wedding, and, you know, I have and will continue to do so. I bet it was a fucking blast to be there.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
You know that she was wasted out of her mind.
Yeah.
Like, like there was food and drinks and dancing, and the party went till all hours. And when I was there, like, you know, various New York like restaurant sort of like catering trucks or whatever were pulling up and dropping off more food. Like I bet it was a blast. And while there were some sort of like questionable choices of guests, like there was a lot of young people. I bet the football players and their wives created a hell of a party. Like,
I mean,
Travis Kelce probably singing Viva Las Vegas.
Yeah, like, exactly.
There is an element to it of, okay, like, yeah, I bet she had a good time. I bet she enjoyed it. Yeah, this was not like an like a posh, like, no, she was bopping.
Yeah, and that's why I know that she will. I believe in my heart of hearts that she will post footage of this because she loves to share on her terms. And I don't. It won't be enough content for me unless she does a full documentary. But I don't think she will. So I will. I can't wait to see what she was wearing because I don't know. It's Christian Dior in their first like wedding dress, I guess. So we'll
I will say that in the lineup of designers, like Jonathan Anderson is very lauded. He's a very like good designer. He just moved to Dior from where was he before Dior? Someplace good that he was anyways, he's very good. And I think Dior is like a very like a classic, classy designer or house. Yeah. And so I think that the dress will probably be better than I anticipated. It'll just be because it came from a strong background. Yeah. I am so intrigued by like how she's gonna do this. I would assume that we are gonna get at some point here like a photo dump
of them
like in the dress, whatever. Because also the other weird thing is like all of her wedding photography was at the venue. You know, like she's not like a regular wedding where it's like, oh, she was out and about like taking photos different places. Like theoretically all of the pictures in her dress are gonna be at Madison Square Garden. So I am sort of interested in what that looks like exactly when she posts it, but
gonna be in her little film filter.
but I am so intrigued because it's like they confiscated phones, so it's like nobody even has stuff to be posting. Like maybe there was a photo booth or something that will get posted, but then like did she I assume she had like a wedding photographer, wedding videographers. Like, how much footage from that will we be getting? Like, will we get a wedding video? Will we get, like, the full thing? Will there be some sort of film or documentary? I mean, she obviously knows that people would pay through the nose to get that content. And she does like making money and selling things. So,
but you know. I will say she's always been, like, she's never been one to, like, quote, unquote, sell out her life. Like she's always the one posting it herself, whether that's like the big reveal of her belly button after years of speculation that she didn't have one, or like her different parties she's thrown for the 4th of July, for her random like Halloween parties. Like she will release it, and it's usually not in like some sort of Vogue cover spread, you know?
Yeah.
Does a wedding change that? Like I'd love a full Vogue breakdown of every single thing that happened, but I do feel like what we'll get is what she's done in the past, which is just an Instagram dump in her like retro filtered style, and it'll be like some candids and whatever, and that'll be it. I think it'll be also like Selena Gomez's wedding, where once the bride posts, then maybe like there will have been some sort of, like you said, photo booth or professional shots that then all these celebrities will then be able to post too. So it'll like percolate out that way, like things happened with her 4th of July and whatnot.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think we must be getting it at some point.
Otherwise, that's rude.
Do you think that that we will get some sort of like wedding album, or like that her next themed album will somehow tie, like will there be wedding song, like how will that impact?
I don't think it'll be tied to this at all. I do think she's probably working on an album. I feel like I saw somewhere, again, unverified, but that there were a lot of her like country root relationships there. And so the theory is that her next album will be like a return to country, and that she's like playing with that a little bit again. But yeah, I don't think it'll be like she'll release a music video of her like
Well, I guess
wedding set
I
to a new
wasn't thinking
song.
about that necessarily so much as just like, the last album was Life of a Showgirl. It was very like themed to that. Will this have more songs on it that are kind of like, we finally did it, or like
Of course.
more like Lover kind of stuff, but like the self-actualized of like, oh, I've done this, like you're by my side forever kind of a thing.
I'm
Less like
sure.
Optimistic love
Like
songs and more
fictionalized,
like, oh, this is what it's like to like have finally reached the end of like your of the goal that you've had all of these years.
Exactly. Yes. I think that's it.
And then the not to bring up this question too early, but how do we think that this relationship will last, and if so, how long?
I do think they're well matched in a lot of ways. I think celebrity marriages are tough to predict in any way, but I do feel like they've been more established. They make more sense than something like, Ariana Grande's rushed relationship marriage or whatever that was. So I can see it like lasting, right? Like a fair amount. I don't know.
Well, the
Again,
other.
it's like we don't know these people, so he could turn out to be a cheating douchebag or like she gets sick of it and whatever. But I do feel like they have enough like classic American, like, sorry, I just got a weird call come through. I feel like they know how to stick it out for a little bit, even just to save face. You know what I mean?
I mean, I do think. Like, I guess I don't know how old people are when they retire from being a football player, but like they're both in their mid 30s at this point. It does feel like at a certain point, your football career kind of ends. And even when it's up and running, it's a it's very specific times of the year. It feels like now that they're married, they could easily sort of schedule that out. I also do wonder, like, at what point she will have a baby, because it feels like something that she would want. And then that could kind of like take you out of commission for a bit. But with the football thing, it's like, like she could, like he's mostly in one place. And so if she didn't want to be like traveling, she could mostly stay in that one place. And then when he's not on, like when it's not football season, like he can then be touring with her. So it is,
Exactly. They're
yeah.
like hurdles are very minimal in the
Yeah.
fact that they have money and they're comfortable with their
Right.
schedules. And they've been together like 3 years now, like 3 football seasons or whatever, one full tour. So, yeah, I feel like it's a more established relationship than a lot of celebrity weddings tend to be. So, yeah, I don't know. I mean, we'll see.
Well, this is technically a pop culture roundup, but it's basically just been all about this wedding
What else
because,
is happening?
like we have to discuss it. I mean, and Shelby really wanted to talk about Trump's 250th because
Oh
she,
yeah, of
really loved
course.
that,
Yeah,
and that's actually
so
where
many
she was for 4th of
thoughts.
July. She
That's what
was
I was hyper. I
riding
was
that Ferris
tracking
wheel.
that.
She was, oh my gosh, so much fun. Our
Like,
president,
hoorah.
so smart, so handsome, love him. Third term. But
No,
oh, we
please.
will be back on Thursday with our top 10 movies of the year so far, which I'm excited to talk through. It feels like this year we're gonna have more interesting picks, I think, than the last couple of years, maybe. So I really have no idea what movies will be on this list for you, which I'm excited about.
Yeah, I think it's always a good time.
Because I sort of had no idea what was going to be on my list. And then I was going through and I was like, yeah. I guess this. So, okay.
Yeah. And if Taylor Swift comes through with the last minute documentary about her wedding, then that will be in my top 10. Thank you.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, yes. If that, I would watch that, so quickly.
It's like Beyonce's homecoming documentary, but it's just Taylor Swift planning a wedding. And mm-hmm. I would be front and center watching that, double featuring it. Like, why not? You know?
I was also intrigued of how did she get in and out of the venue? And
in her white Range Rover.
That was a thing that we saw?
That's like her car. Okay. And I think people saw it like leave from her apartment.
Interesting.
Garage and
because then I was like, did she get married or did she get ready in Madison Square Garden? Like, was she, like, how early was she there that day? Like, was she just hanging out in the bowels of Madison Square Garden? Like, I had so many questions about so many things. Because you would think, like, oh, she'd want to get, like, ready at a hotel or something. But then that would have risked, like, transport.
No, she's probably in her usual green room in her... in her arena.
Here's the other thing, which I only realized like in reporting this, she has not actually performed in Madison Square Garden that many times. And most of the times that she's performed there has been for Jingle Ball tours, which I think is so funny. It's like, you think, oh, she must have this like relationship with Madison Square Garden because she's a musician, but it's like, no, I don't think she's actually performed one of her tours there since Speak Now, because she's been at bigger venues.
Been big. Yeah, I know, but it's still iconic. It's like, well, James
yes. Hart. Well,
it's
yes. Like, yeah, no.
This
yeah.
Is, this is the place. This is the arena.
And Bob Lipka didn't buy out all the seats for this. Yeah. So that was a plus for Taylor. Well, thanks everyone for listening to this. We will be back on Thursday with our top 10s of the year so far. Thanks. Bye.